Nobody dies because they don't have access to health care. Nobody knows about how the fingers of fog have blown the fuses of her synapses until the email has been sent and returned, the form submitted incorrectly, the name misspelled but published anyway. Even her conversation has retractions most days. Then nobody can't find the words she wants and substitutes the silence of a search party whose communication is the weak stuttering of drugstore flashlights. But what is there anyway to say? A poorly balanced budget of cellular call and response, toxic to herself. Nobody only pre-exists before what is not likely to be a grand exit. But the kind few notice, like the melting of those sneaky slivers of ice in a dry martini. Nobody's digestive organs have joined a union to limit the hours they want to work. Nobody's muscles and joints resist like dogs who think their humans are on the other side of the door, who have not really left and are up to playing some sort of cruel trick. But it's a matter of willpower, healthy eating, giving up the Diet Coke, more water, says everybody nobody meets, who all recommend hot yoga as correct as House Republicans. Tomorrow it's time to take that advice instead of pills, invest in ClassPass instead of Blue Cross Blue Shield, and believe that in decades nobody will still be posing in the light, steam, awash with joy. Look at her now, already, how nobody sweats and laughs.